Hi. Today we're going to be talking about teachers, stress, and leaves. And we're calling it Stop Calling It Stress Leave. My name's Mary, and I'm going to begin by sharing some startling statistics. In Canada, the best estimates are that 40,000 teachers are absent from work each day because of mental health problems. 40 to 50% of teachers leave the profession in the first 5 years. And according to a 2014 survey by the Canadian Teachers Federation, 93% of Canadian teachers are stressed by work-life balance. Finally, in Ontario, the leading single reason for long-term disability leave in Ontario is mental health. I'm going to turn the conversation over now to Dr. Peter Bates. Peter is working currently for the Ontario Secondary Teachers Federation. Peter, what are your insights into teachers' stress and leave?
Thank you, Mary. I do a lot of work with teachers who call on a regular basis with questions about how to access sick leave or what's going to happen if they should end up on long-term disability. And I find there's a marked difference between how they address different types of illness. If they have cancer, they'll tell me, and they'll tell their colleagues. If they are going off for knee surgery, they'll tell me, they'll tell their colleagues. Sometimes I wish they wouldn't disclose their medical health information to me. That's not what I'm there for. I just need to know about the leaves and about restrictions when they come back. But invariably, when they talk about mental health, they'll ask about stress leave. And that's my big push, is to get everyone in the system to stop calling it stress leave. They're all medical leaves. They're all legitimate leaves. Right. And that seems that stress leave is the only one they single out with a different name.
Not only that, but you talk about how colleagues and friends and family are always bringing over dinners for the people who have cancer or knee problems. What about people who are home with mental health issues and are suffering alone?
I think stigma is the biggest piece of this, or the failure to disclose or feeling comfortable to let people know. But people do know when someone's off. That if someone's been diagnosed with cancer, quite often a staff will pull together and offer a schedule of people bringing them meals when they're going through chemo, or offering to look after their kids when they need a break or things. But I get questions from people who are well in a school and say, "Oh, I didn't know what to say to her, so I just haven't talked to her since she's been off." And that's so they get very isolated and they're just treated differently. And when I do workshops on mental health, we discuss this, and then some people leave thinking, "Yeah, why don't we set up the same kind of system for someone else on a mental health leave?"
Okay, thank you.
Have you had any examples of schools that have successfully managed to create that kind of collective support?
Actually, I don't know of any particular examples other than a commitment from people in our mental health workshop that we provide across the province.
Okay.
Peter, I wonder if you could just add in to the whole topic that we began about stress leave and your thoughts on ways to take the stigma out of it.
I think you see more initiatives like the Let's Talk from Bell and other initiatives, and you get celebrities now. I think that's helping a lot. I'm thinking of Canadian ones like Maggie Trudeau or Silken Lauman or even Howie Mandel. Like, there's a host of them that are speaking more about mental health. So I think we're chipping away at the stigma piece by piece. But I encourage educators to talk more about it, not whether or not it's about their own, or if someone is going off, for people to talk to them, like call them, how are you, you know, when someone's off, and just start a conversation and see where it goes. Offer to do something. I know even with students, I was at a conference in the fall, and there was a panel of students, and they were talking about when they return to school, and it would be the same for employees when they return to work, I imagine. And I asked those students, I said, what do you want the teacher to say to you or do for you when you get back? Because you've got all this anxiety about returning and the stigma that you're concerned about. And they said, just ask me, how are you and what can I do? And when I've asked adults the same thing, some of them say, offer something specific. So I get a slightly different response. So it's not, let me know what I can do for you. It's like, can I do this for you? And give the specific example, whether or not it's to get them out of their house, if it's to bring them some food, whatever it is. So they want a specific example because they might not be in a position to come up with something.
Thank you.